Hi, this is a dictation for Aaron Jackson, AaronJackson. Date of birth is 2/20/1990. Date of accident 4/10/2022. Date of service will be 1/30/2023. Mr. Aaron Jackson is here for follow-up evaluation. Currently reports pain in the head, which is mostly right temple and front of the head. Moderately severe to the tune of 5 and occasionally associated with dizziness and vertigo. ADLs are affected only 5. The patient is not reporting any pain anywhere else other than slight discomfort in the lower back. And patient is able to walk reasonably well. ADLs are not affected beyond 5. 60% relief has been obtained by the conservative treatment, including physical therapy, chiropractic, and medication. The ADLs that are affected are walking ability, which is 7. Work is affected 6. General activity and mood are affected 5. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych that there is an ongoing headaches with vision disturbance, tension, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. However, it denies any dizziness, vertigo, double vision, fainting, blackout, difficulty sleeping, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration. In the pain and numbness, patient reports that it's suffering from lower back stiffness, and there's no pain, maybe 2 or 3 usually. No difficulty walking. Headaches are present occasionally. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report that there is a substantial improvement up to the 70%, and there is no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine occasionally, and Furoscix. Substance abuse none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 141/101. Pulse is 69 and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 1/6/2023, and dictation number 0115-011, along with diagnosis plan. The patient has been having some psychiatric issues, and he was admitted to mental facility last 2-3 months that caused him disruption of coming for follow-up. He was seen on 11/7/2022, and after that he was not seen until January 6th. At this time, patient seems fairly stable. He is undergoing physical therapy at 2 times per week. His therapist has been advised to send us a PT evaluation and a affidavit for recertification for further therapy before it is discontinued. He also has some pain in the sacroiliac joint on the right side, for which therapy is advised. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. He is allowed on a light-duty job at 7 hours, 7 days with 7-pound lifting limit. He has a mild element of TBI, for which further consideration is being given. In the medication-wise, he is provided with the following medication: Mobic 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Ultran 50 mg twice a day PRN for pain relief. Wellbutrin is provided 150 mg twice a day for mood problem and panic, and Zoloft is also provided in addition to help the anxiety occasionally, and also to provide sleep and panic. Furoscix are provided for headache relief. The patient has revealed quite significant improvement. He is also ordered to have a neuropsych evaluation to identify the issues with the brain trauma. And if found positive, a further MRI with neurofont will be ordered and neurology referral will be ordered. Thank you. It will be seen in 30 days' time.